Okay. This is Tim Erickson with eDemocracy.org, and we're here at the command spaceship or control ship for Bristol Wireless.
No, I'm afraid it's the lab, Tim.
It's the lab. Okay. This is
we always work in a lab.
Okay. We're at the Bristol Wireless Lab, and I'm with Rich and Woodsy, and we're going to just ask them a few questions about Bristol Wireless and what it is they do. So can you tell us what is Bristol Wireless? Who's first?
Okay. Bristol Wireless is a community cooperative set up just over 5 years ago with the intention of distributing broadband to the local community and promoting free and open source software in a nutshell.
Well, great. And I understand that you've provided quite a bit of free wireless. Just how big of an area do you cover?
We've grown to nearly 15 square kilometres across Bristol City's poorer areas, from South Bristol in Knowle to North Bristol, or East Bristol, basically. I don't know how many homes we cover. It's a very difficult question. We've given away nearly 1,000 Linux machines, so we know that there's a lot of people using Linux in the environment now. We're specialising in working with voluntary sector organisations, community groups. We put community rooms online, offer training and support, and encourage people to get involved, really, either volunteering or just online.
Yes, I mean, originally, I think when it was set up, Rich, I wasn't around then. It was like setting up a community network, but as Rich has said, it's grown since then, and it embraces all kinds of things. Like we take in old computers that things like local businesses are throwing out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll refurbish them and we'll recycle them, so it keeps it out of landfill and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also expanded into training.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to carry on doing new and different things.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've also been working with this thing called Linux Terminal Server Project,
mm-hmm.
which you had a play with earlier on when we logged you into one of our
mm-hmm.
machines in the lab here, and we reckon that's a nice solid project. We could go and say you've got a local voluntary sector organisation just starting up, they haven't got any money,
mm-hmm.
they don't want to pay like a Microsoft bums on seats licence,
mm-hmm.
or they've got too many and it's going to cost them too much because they have to go up a step. We can come in, we can set them up with everything that they need to run their organisation,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to worry about licensing costs.
Yeah. Now, how is it that you get all of this work done? I understand you're a volunteer organisation.
Yes.
How many people does it take to do all of this?
Well, we have a committed group of volunteers and many people on the peripheries. It takes many, many hours, but something about computing. People really enjoy it, I think, and we do have new volunteers coming through the door who have exceptional skills too, so
mm-hmm.
we're very lucky. People work from their workplace too, they join in and get involved. If there's things that we need doing, there's always a lot of help and support on hand.
Yeah.
Well, in lots of cases, I mean, the people, if we need somebody to help out, help is only a short email or a quick message in the chat client away.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I understand or get the sense that social interaction is a part of the fuel that keeps Bristol Wireless going. Is that true?
Yeah, we do socialise a fair bit together. I think brought together through a love of cider seems to help with the oil of wheels and volunteering, I think.
Yes, I was going to say that we do have the a mobile suite that we take out to events, and that is normally billed as the cider tent.
Okay.
Cider stroke cider.
Just say something more about the mobile tent. That is a pretty cool project, I think.
Right. Well, I think I'd summarise it best by saying that we take out a suite of 20 machines. Most of them are 12-year-old laptops that we just plug a mouse into.
Mm-hmm.
Plus a few, like an experimental thin clients we're playing with. So we're taking out 20 client machines. Two laptops, satellite dish, modem, server,
mm-hmm.
and the whole thing pulls as much power as it pulls less power than a modern desktop machine. It pulls under 500 watts because we have gone out and done a couple of events this year where we've been running on renewables, wind and solar.
Mm-hmm. Right, so you're able to go out to a festival in the middle of the countryside with no electrical source of energy and set up a computer lab that's live on the internet. That's what you're telling me.
Just about, yes. We do need a source of power from somewhere, whether that comes from batteries or a generator or something like that.
It's usually solar and wind. We hook up with Clive, who can't remember the Clive's company.
Maglev,
yeah. Who enjoys taking his solar and wind generating equipment around with us, because he can generate a fair bit of power, which we tend to draw half a kilowatt over the day. It's a fair bit of sunshine. But it makes him look good to show what he can do with renewables, so we get invited out on gigs with him too. So.
Okay. Yeah, and we also take VoIP telephones there to demonstrate those.
Yeah.
Because we can be sat there in the middle of a field and you can have a full-size telephone there, phone anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's great fun to amuse the family. Hi, brother, I'm phoning you from a field just outside Cirencester. How are you today?
Great. And one of the questions that I've been asked about Bristol Wireless that I want to ask you guys while I'm here is for a group that might be trying to set up a wireless network in their own community. How do you do something like this and make it sustainable? What's your model for making this work? Is it cider or what?
This is a tricky question. We had hoped to a certain extent that we could develop some kind of a plug-and-play model where you could get two or three box sets of CDs and manuals from us and say, put this in the server, put this in the access point, put this in the client. But it's always been a little bit more complicated than that, and there does tend to be a fair bit of technical know-how to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not the only wireless project. There's obviously hundreds of them going on throughout the world. We try to keep up with our documentation as much as possible and hopefully encourage other people to get involved. But every city has a different... Yeah. It lays differently. We live on valleys in Bristol. We're pretty lucky. There's some really large, long, flat areas. Other places which are hilly and leafy, you'll come across different problems. So.
Yeah.
It's not quite as simple as just plug and play necessarily. But
well, you're thinking of geography there. The other thing is you've got to think of the human aspect as well. I mean, we've had a lot of support from our local city council here, who've let us put our infrastructure on top of their tower blocks. So some of our stuff is 50 meters up on the top of, like you say, tall blocks of flats or apartments. Mm-hmm. I think you'd have to call them in the States, and they've been very supportive. We've also got quite an IT literate community generally in Bristol, and we find that it's very useful to have contacts with those as well.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that most impressed me when I first met you guys was talking about climbing around on the top of City Hall and three-story flats and installing antennas. That this is your hobby. So what is it, what kind of person makes a hobby of climbing around the rooftops of Bristol installing wireless antennas?
No fear.
I've moved on somewhat from there. I mean, the installs have got a bit more complicated. We were putting in just tiny antennas and things, but now we tend to use a professional rigging company who've got all the certificates and the health and safety to be able to carry out this work for us. The antennas have got so much bigger now.
It doesn't sound like any fun.
I'm happy not going on rooftops.
Oh, I thought that was the best part of the job. I don't know.
It's not like lying down on the edge of a building as you have, Rich, on the edge of the roof, like looking over and feeding network cable down the side of the building.
It's very scary.
Okay.
Very scary, yes.
Well, I'm glad to hear that the safety, the risk component has gone down. Well, thanks for chatting with me. Any parting comments about...
It's good to see you again,
Tim.
What's next for Bristol Wireless?
Bristol Wireless TV, I reckon.
Bristol Wireless TV. Okay, next time I'm here, we'll talk about that.
Right. Well, we have got social source event that we're going to be organising as well, which will be a professional conference to promote open source software, how to use it in your organisation, your business.
Okay, when is that?
That'll be around, we're planning it for end of January, beginning of February.
Okay, in 2008.
Yeah.
2008.
And that's here in Bristol?
It is, in the community centre here, Webex.
Great, thank you.
Yeah. Look out, you might see me in a suit then.
Thank you.